Welcome to Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast by Youth for Christ. I'm Doug Fitzgerald, and I'm joined by Pastor Matt Schulte. Matt has been working with teens for 2 decades, and now he's been raising his own. So let's join him on this journey and learn how to engage today's young people. Well, Matt, saying I'm sorry is so hard at times, even for adults. How do we help young people today learn in the area of forgiveness?
That's a great question. Actually, I would probably say it's harder for adults to learn to say than it is for teens to learn to say, because teens are in the world of learning, in the world of changing, in the world of development, whereas we as adults, we tend to get pretty stuck in our ruts, pretty set in our ways. And we as parents, as adults, as teachers, as mentors, I think that we honestly believe in our heart that we are justified. We're the right people. We know how to navigate situations. And so we are trying to impart, you know, this onto our kids. And so we have told them to apologize, but we need to learn to apologize to them sometimes.
Yeah, I know at times in raising our kids that it was so important that when I made a mistake, I made sure that, you know, I tried my best to apologize to them. And I think that really helps them as they interact with kids their own age to understand that it's important to apologize to people. And it's okay. You know, sometimes it's just, not only is it hard, but it's difficult to take that first step because you don't know what people are, how people are going to react, but it's okay to do that.
Yeah. And it's honestly, for me, it's gut-wrenching hard to apologize, probably to anybody, but especially to my kids, because I want them to look up to me as the wise person in their life that they can learn from. But I think if we as parents, as adults, as teachers, as mentors, if we honestly examine ourselves, I mean, how many times have we wronged the young people in our lives? We've yelled at them. We've given them an unwarranted death glare. We've belittled them. We've acted like we knew what we were talking about only to find out we were wrong. Yeah. I mean, I can almost tick all four of those off in the last 48 hours in my life with my kids and the youth I get to work with. And so I really believe that we as adults, we need to learn to say, I'm sorry to the young people that are in our lives. We need to, like you said, we need to model that to them. Mm-hmm. We need to model what it means to be, to make the first move and to turn back to right a relationship that's been wronged. And so, I really believe that we as parents need to learn to say, I'm sorry to our kids.
And then how do you, you know, what do you recommend then as, you know, you see your young person interacting with somebody else and maybe they need to make that apology? How do you share that with them? How do you encourage them to do that?
Well, I mean, as when they're younger, when they're, you know, elementary age or something like that, oftentimes we say that, right? We turn to them and say, you need to apologize for that. And I think we do need to instruct them that. We do need to also be aware that sometimes forcing a kid to apologize doesn't help.
Right.
You know, they need to be in a place where they can honestly step back and realize they were wrong. Not just say they were wrong, but recognize it in our lives. You know, you and I, we can read a script. We can say something that we know that needs to be said. But until we internalize and recognize the wrong we played in that, it's not going to change anybody's behavior.
Right.
We all know when an apology is has no meat to it, when it doesn't carry the weight that it needs to. And so I do think there is a step. So going on with teens, I think it's important for us to say to a kid, pull them aside rather than in front of the person that they wronged, pull them aside and privately say to them, hey, do you realize how that just came across? Mm. You need to rethink that and maybe apologize for that. And we do need to oftentimes with teens leave it into their court to actually make the apology, whereas elementary kids, we can really force them to. And I think they're developmentally more appropriate to actually force them to. But
is it good then to, you know, because I know a lot of times in raising our kids as well, you know, when somebody's done something wrong to them, we try to remind them how that feels.
Yeah.
Is that important as well?
I think it can be helpful. I don't think it's hurtful, at least, but you know, harmful to do that. It's absolutely could be helpful to help them understand the way you react, the way you respond to people can hurt people, because feel the hurt you're experiencing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like that person to rectify the situation with you? And, well, I guess apologizing is something they could do, right? They can experience the other side of the coin in your example. You're absolutely right. I just believe that I'm sorry is a term. I'm sorry. I was wrong. Will you forgive me? Is something that we need to add into our language as parents, mm-hmm. as adults, as teachers, as principals.
What does God say about that?
So there's a number of different Bible verses that speak loudly to this, but I think one of the most potent for me comes from Matthew 5:23, where Jesus says, if you're going to offer a gift or an altar, in other words, if you're going to worship God and you remember that someone has something against you, leave it. Go get right with that person, then come back. So he's saying, like, don't even be in a worship service.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be in an attitude of worship when you realize that someone, you have wronged somebody. You need to go out and get that right first before you can even come and offer yourself to me. So I think that shows how powerful it is to be at odds with somebody. So mm-hmm. we need to be able to make that turn and get right with other people.
So what's our action step then?
So my action step for each of us, first of all, my wife does a great job at this. She recognizes when she is wrong. She apologizes it. So I share this out of guilt because I see her doing a great job and I'm not great job at it. I just want to encourage all adults that are working with youth. Next time you get angry at a kid, next time you give them an unwarranted glare, something like that, step back. Make the turn to right that relationship. Just do it once this week, and I think you'll find that the advantage is in your own life as well as theirs.
Mm. Well, let's turn into our segment, Slang of the Day. Why don't you share with us a word that our teens are using that we may not understand?
So my wife the other day was dropping my son off at school and saw a girl wearing a shirt, and it said, I love Chad.
Mm.
So Chad is the word. It was on this t-shirt, and we've come across this term many times in the ministry as well. But I want you to know that Chad is a slang word for a sexually active, active alpha female kind of guy. So it's sort of it's seen as a sort of a domineering, sexually active young man is a Chad. And I think that term originally comes from, you know, when I think about it, I think about hanging chads.
Right, that's what I thought of when you said that.
Back in the election days, right, when that was a big issue. And it really comes from, you know, a reference to the male body parts hanging down. So that's where it comes from. But a chad would be a sexually active teen.
And now we know.
That's right.
Slang of the day. Well, Matt, thank you so much for today. This was really good talking about forgiveness and really encouraging our kids in that area. So thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. We want to thank you for listening to this episode of Engaging Today's Teens, a podcast brought to you by Youth for Christ. The Lincoln Area of Youth for Christ is a non-denominational, nonprofit organization serving over 2,400 youth in the Lincoln community and surrounding areas. If you'd like to learn more about their life-changing ministries, go to yfclincoln.org. Again, that's yfclincoln.org. And don't forget to click subscribe to Engaging Today's Teens on your favorite podcasting app. We'll see you next time. How many times have you cornered a kid and said, "You need to apologize for that"? We're going to dive into this topic of forgiveness next on Engaging Today's Teens. One of the most important things that we can do for our teens today is fill them up with words. We'll dive into this topic next on Engaging Today's Teens.